Heavenly Father, we pause and come before your throne of grace tonight. We thank you for another day of life and another day to serve you and another day to see your grace. Father, we as a church come to you tonight and pray for our country as we're on the eve of probably the biggest election that we've ever seen. Father, we're grateful for the last 4 years that we've had under our president where we've had the opportunity to study your word without fear of interference. We're grateful that he's brought back that Jesus Christ is not a bad word that can't be spoken in the town square. We're grateful, Father, for the prosperity we've had as a nation, for our continued freedoms, which have increased over the last few years. And now, Father, we pray for our Congress. If you listen to the human voices out there, there's no reason to go vote tomorrow because everything's already lost. But we know that you control history, not the news media, and not those out there who would like to see our country destroyed. And Father, we pray that you will be with those who are running for election, that have conservative values, those that support free exercise, that you would put them in the places of power so that we might continue to be able to present the gospel freely, not only in the prisons, but in the schools, in our local church, that we would not be hindered by those who would seek to put a stop to it. Father, we pray for our president that you would continue to give him stamina, encourage him as he runs the race, that he would know that you control history, and that if it's in your plan, we pray that you will put him back in position of power for 4 more years and give this nation another reprieve. Father, but we're good however it goes. We're copacetic. But Father, we pray that you would hear our prayers and petitions this evening, and we lift these prayers in Christ's name.
Dear Father, in this election year of 2020, we understand as never before that Client Nation USA is passing the point of no return related to divine judgment. We can no longer depend on visible heroes, as so many do, in the form of politicians or others who are involved in power lust. The United States, as a client nation, has now become involved in the 5 cycles of discipline. The American people have put their hope in some candidate running for office. Although this person is appointed by your sovereign will, we understand that they cannot deliver a client nation. This is a false hope. They promise hope, but they cannot deliver it. The only true hope for deliverance in a historic crisis depends on the pivot of spiritually mature believers who are classified as invisible heroes. Only those who execute the protocol plan of God and become invisible heroes, spiritually mature believers, can be the source of deliverance to a client nation that is suffering from the 5 cycles of discipline. Therefore, our prayer this evening is for those who make up the pivot, the spiritually mature believers and those in the advance of spiritual adulthood, that they continue their advance and take seriously what they do, so you may take an inventory each day and see fit to continue to prosper this nation and provide for our freedom through your grace. We ask that you deliver us from the unrest, the rebellion, and revolution that grips your client nation. And we ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne and offer a prayer on behalf of our nation. As of now, we can still claim client nation status. Amongst an election year, realizing the control of history within a client nation is relative to the positive believers to doctrine that is taught here and places around the country. No politician can upright a ship that is sinking. Our client nation needs help. However, there are hinge points in history as we venture to vote amidst this turmoil that's in our country. We have 2 clear choices. One is a friendly to establishment and the original intent of our Constitution. The other one is satanic. full of lies, corruption to the extent we have never seen before. It's extremely clear which choice we should make, but do we have the soul, the inventory needed by our population to vote the correct doctrinal establishment way? We're on a spiritual road, and there's a fork in it right now for us from a historical concept. Our prayer is that the restraining ministry of the Holy Spirit would come in and illuminate the sinister corruption and evil to all that may grasp the establishment candidate's viewpoint. Please come to the client nation's rescue. We have no other hope. We are reaching out for our country's life, where we truly stand at the entry of the dustbin of history to be shoved in by the fourth estate. Bless and guard our election process that somehow some establishment law enforcement may be able to turn back this tide of evil which has sprung up through our country over a 100-plus-year process. We ask this in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, we have much to be thankful for as believers in Christ. Who we are, what we have, and all that we are able to do is a byproduct of your antecedent grace. We recognize that far too many have taken for granted the freedoms that we cherish in this client nation. Complacency has evolved into apostasy. Crusader arrogance and criminal arrogance have teamed up to threaten our very republic, and we are helpless to do anything about it. We in this congregation value deeply our liberties that are traceable back to your matchless grace, and we express our deep gratitude for all that you've done for us and continue to do on our behalf. Father, on the eve of the election, we enter this prayer into your decree for consideration. We ask that you would manage the details, overcome the fraud and lawlessness, and do all the invisible things necessary to ensure your perfect plan for this country unfolds. And if it be within your will, we ask you to intervene and rescue this client nation. We ask that you would deliver us from the impending tyranny that would result if the dark side gets their way. Ultimately, we know that you remain in complete and total control, and we have nothing to fear. We are insulated. We draw comfort in the knowledge that your attributes are so strong that by simply permitting Satan to move his pieces on the chessboard, he ultimately places himself in checkmate. And Father, we also know that being helpless and facing a hopeless situation is a good place to be. For we understand that is the precise position from which we are to see your power to work on our behalf. For when we are weak, we are strong, and knowing that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we place before you the elections taking place in our country and humbly ask that you would intervene on behalf of your people. We ask you to disarm evil and silence the voice of deception. We ask you to move hearts and minds, even those who do not know you, to vote according to your precepts. We ask you to raise up leaders who seek to honor you as they govern. We ask that if this is within your will, that you would permit such an overwhelming victory as to clearly indicate to all objective Americans your sovereign hand was involved. And we ask you to bring the people of our nation to a place of humility and submission to your plan. We know that the answer is already in the decree. All the details have been factored, the consequences weighed, and the repercussions already determined. Therefore, we trust in you, so that whatever happens, may we not lose focus on Jesus Christ, who remains our front sight post, but continue the advance, knowing that collective punishment may be in your decree. And if so, we draw comfort knowing that as it disciplines many, you are able to use it simultaneously to provide the very undeserved suffering that is necessary for our advancement. So we stand by to watch your deliverance of your saints and of this nation. We ask these things in the power of Christ's name. Amen.
Eternal Father, echoing Jay's words, we draw comfort in prayer. We pray this evening on behalf of a now long careworn nation, the leadership of these once United States, founded as one nation under God, and a growing majority of the populace, in too great part, have forsaken the defense of their unalienable rights. The defense of divinely inspired truths, which are the very keystone of this country's constitution. America is under attack internationally from developing predator nations. Your client nation is buckling under the burden of former allies whose national character, in fact, resemble more bureaucratic debris than the strong fiber born of the acknowledgement that their perseverance, their very fortunes, were and tentatively remain all by the endowment of their creator. More alarming still is this country's internal division from much of its constituency, struggling with the unfaithfulness and fabrications of two coarsely divided and self-serving political bureaucracies. Father, might all be encouraged to recall and internalize the words of your Son. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand." We pray this evening for keener discernment, stronger convictions, and diminished apathy on the part of this nation's combined leadership and its countrymen. Many Americans see through the reiterations of falsehoods, broken promises, wishful thinking, and even lies that spread like oil on a frustrated sea. In midst of what has become at all levels and in all branches of government, contemptible political posturing, infighting, contention for contention's sake, we pray for a forsaking of political machinery and a return to God consciousness and brotherly love amongst those who would lead this nation and those who would be led. Forsaking countless further petitions, most Holy Father, we pray finally that this potentially still great nation might, like several of this country's finest athletes, publicly bend their knee in prayer, point heavenward, acknowledging the source of all grace. And may this beleaguered nation, in an everlasting return to God consciousness and worship, rally around our president, who confessed to the whole world Christ as the most important influence in his life, asserting unequivocally, "He changed my life." We pray these things in our Lord's name.
Dear Heavenly Father, our great nation is now at a crossroads in its history, at our history, where all our cherished freedoms are at risk. Ironically, many free men and women will unwittingly exercise their God-given freedom tomorrow, file into thousands of voting precincts and cast votes that will forfeit those freedoms in the hope for a better world that can offer them more security and inordinate equality with their fellow man. In the last century, human misery and tragedy were thought to have reached their climax in the fact that after all the exertions and sacrifices of hundreds of millions of people and of righteous victories over tyrannical despots, we still have not found peace, equality, or security, and now find ourselves in the grip of even worse perils than those we have surmounted. We ask if it be your will to stay this apparent execution of our cherished freedoms, and regardless of tomorrow's outcome, ask that the Holy Spirit mentor us as we navigate through this devil's world. And we ask these things in the one who is able to keep us from falling and who will present us faultless before your glorious presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore.
Heavenly Father, you have heard the prayers of these men expressing their appeals to you regarding the current crisis that confronts our nation. Our confidence is based on the doctrine that your omniscience processed these prayers in eternity past. During human history, your sovereignty and our free will coalesce and are contained in your divine decree. Your word confirms that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. We also recognize that in the church age, it is your plan that witnesses for the prosecution function most efficiently within the environment of freedom. Our concerns tonight are focused on the historical downtrends that threaten the freedoms we presently enjoy to study your word and apply its truths into the hostile environment of the devil's world. Your decree previously recognized these challenges and has already put in place a man who was not a politician, but a patriot who loves this nation. Your decree recognized this personality in 2016, and your sovereignty allowed him to attain the presidency. We know that nothing happens by accident in your plan. We're also confident that your plan will keep thin men in place in opposition to the lawlessness that ravages so many of the states in this nation. Evil is afoot throughout Cosmos Diabolicus. Enemies of freedom are primed to transform your client nation into a place of totalitarian chaos. Therefore, we lift our thanks to you for your omniscience that knew these strategies of the dark side and put in place a man who had the willingness and the desire to preserve freedom in this nation. We are now at a place historically, what the communists referred to in the past as critical point. Presently, critical point is being attempted from within the borders of our prayer appeal for the suppression of evil machinations of Lucifer's power play against your client nation. Therefore, we extend our gratitude to you for the plan you already have in place to suppress the attempted overthrow of this country and its government. We pray not only for President Trump's election, but also for the enlarged majority of the U.S. Senate and a return of the majority of the U.S. House of Representatives. And we lift our prayer of confidence, confidence of gratitude to you, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies, and the one who controls history on behalf of the pivot. Amen.